you hear the good news. You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the four-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
That was some adversity trying to come, but did it even tempt him? He just hit his written, man shall not live by bread alone. He knew the word. He had studied. He had meditated. He had gotten it in. He said, I say nothing except what I hear my father say. If you read between the lines, many times you see they don't talk a whole lot about it, but they'll say Jesus went off from the crowd. And a lot of people read right by that. Sometimes you got to get alone.
Praise God.
I always wondered, now you said you say nothing but what you hear your father say. You do nothing but what you see your father do. When were you seeing and hearing this? And then I started looking for when was he seeing and hearing this, and I started seeing these parts, and he pulled away from the crowd.
Yeah.
Like that time when he had preached, and he preached such a good sermon, and he needed to pull away from the crowd. Even his disciples, he said, look, you guys get on the boat, you go on across there, you know. And then next thing you know, it's late night, and he come walking across the water. You know, is that you, Lord, out there? Is that you? You know, he was alone. If you're walking on the water at night, you're going to be alone. You know, he was alone. And who knows where he was between then? And he say he pull aside. You need to pull aside. Don't always be so busy, because you won't be ready when adversity comes to recognize it if your mind is too busy. I try not to have a busy mind. I have lots of things to do. But remember, procrastination keeps things in your head.
Yeah.
If you do it and take care of it, you can forget about it. It's not taking up any brain space because it's done. It's finished with. But you procrastinate about eight things at a time. You got eight things running in your head and trying to remind yourself, I got to remember to do this. I got to remember to do that. Why didn't you just do it and forget about it? Keep your brain clear, because you got to have an open spirit and an open heart to hear God so that you can recognize adversity when it's coming and you can begin to apply these things we're about to go into. Now, the first thing is handling adversity is, this should not be a surprise, prayer. Point number one, how to handle adversity. Prayer. Open your Bibles to James 5:16. James 5:16. Prayer makes a difference, I'm telling y'all. We underestimate it. I heard one person say, particularly men. Men just don't think prayer is not doing anything in their minds. So it's like, and really it's not their mind, it's their pride that they aren't doing anything and they want to be able to take credit for it. Now, I'm a man, so I can say that. And don't you ladies say it. But I can say that. We really want to take credit for it. I want to know I did it. I don't want my wife to know I had to get some help from God or anybody else. I did it. And the problem is, by us trying to do it first instead of letting God, that sometimes maintains and causes the family to fall prey to the adversity and to be in problems a lot longer. I mean, if you need help with the finances, hey, honey, you do this checkbook better than I do. Can you help me with this? A lot of men won't say that. Can you do it for me? I mean, can you help me remember something? I don't know what I'm doing. Just pride. But see, when you're facing adversity, you need to pray. It says the effectual fervent prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer avails much. Now, either the word of God is true or it's a lie. If the Bible says prayer avails much, guess what? You have to believe. Prayer avails much. Oh, but I don't need to pray. That's not that important. Prayer avails much. Well, you know, ladies prayer, or my grandmother prayed, or I'm going to go do this. Pastor said, do something. I'm going to go do something. Pastor also said, pray. Do that. I heard this one story about somebody. They had a sickness. And I'm telling you, they had tried all. The doctors went all around. And the doctor said to the family, he said, you know what? We got nothing left to do now but pray. Why didn't they do that first? Could have saved a whole lot of money.
Praise God.
Could have saved. But see, that's what people do, God. Well, we wanted to do it. We really wanted credit for it. Now we reach something we don't have the ability to do. Nothing to do now but go to God. After you spend all that money. You know, the lady with the issue of blood, and she's bleeding all over the place and all this going on for years, going to every doctor. Used to be a wealthy lady, spent all the money she had. Then she said, well, Jesus come to town. Let me go to God. But she could have prayed anytime. She didn't have to wait till Jesus came to town. She could have gone to God anytime. But why is it we wait until it gets so bad where we're into debt this high? Then we want to, I can't pay it now. I got more I owe than I got coming in, and I got 3 jobs already. I guess I got to pray. And then you got to spend those years getting out of that debt when you could have gone to God when it first started. Pray. The adversity is coming. Don't underestimate the power of effectual, fervent prayer. Don't underestimate it. Prayer avails much. Prayer avails. It obtains. It achieves much. Don't underestimate it. To talk to God about it is to say, God, you are bigger than me. I mean, prayer like that is worship of God. Because you're being humble and you're saying, Lord, I'm at my wit's end, God. I need you. And you know, God likes that. It's kind of like my parents. If I really had a need, not because of pride, but I try not to be a burden to my parents. They took care of me enough, so I try not to get in that situation. But if I really had a need, they're happy knowing I would come to them. They're happy knowing I would come to them. Not stand out there, my family's living in the street with cardboard signs, will work for food, and then they got money they could give to us. But I don't want nothing from my parents. All proud, want nothing from my parents. They think I lost my mind. But what about God? That's what you do. We're his kids, and we run around. I'd rather stand on the street with a sign, you know, or do whatever. When he says, I've got what you need, I just want you to ask.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Not because of pride, but I try not to be a burden to my parents. They took care of me enough, so I try not to get in that situation. But if I really had a need, they're happy knowing I would come to them. They're happy knowing I would come to them. Not stand out there, my family's living in the street with cardboard signs, will work for food, and then they got money they could give to us. But I don't want nothing from my parents. All proud, want nothing from my parents. They think I lost my mind. But what about God? That's what you do. We're his kids, and we run around. I'd rather stand on the street with a sign. You know, or do whatever. When he says, I've got what you need, I just want you to ask. I just want you to ask. I want you to come boldly to the throne and obtain grace to help in your time of need. But people won't do that. Adversity is there, won't pray. Gonna scramble around, suffering. Like I said, with men, you gotta be careful because you're the head of the family. I know you say everybody else been starving because you're being stupid. You know what I mean? You feed them and you go believe for your part. But feed them, go to work, get a job, feed them, and you just don't eat and believe for food to come supernaturally. But get them something to eat, okay? And then you people have different theology when it involves them too. But see, you got to do what you can do. And what you can do when adversity is approaching you is pray. But many people do not even pray when adversity strikes. They depend solely on human effort. And of course, they fail. Of course, you're going to fail. If you're just depending on human effort, some things are beyond your ability. When you got debt so high, it's sometimes beyond ability. You're in your third bankruptcy. They're not going to let you file bankruptcy again. It's beyond their ability to help you. You need to go to God. But you need to go to God when adversity comes, not when it's rooted in and it's founded. Because God will still get you out. But it takes a little bit longer for you to get out. It's a little bit harder. Go to God at the first sniffle. Father, I thank you that I'm healed. That's prayer. Communication with God. That's prayer. If I start sneezing, I say, I'm not getting a cold. Thank you, Father, I'm healed. I walk in divine health from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Sickness cannot dwell in my body. Any germ that comes in contact with my body dies on contact. The only germs in my body are the ones God put there. You see, you jump on it. You go to prayer right away. Don't even let that thing get a hold. Don't wait till you're sick and down. And God, you know, I need to work. Only had 1 week of vacation. I've been off for 2 weeks. I'm not getting paid. My bills are coming in. Now let me pray. And he'll deliver you out and rise you off the bed of sickness. But you just didn't have to wait that long. You didn't have to wait that long. Let's go to Luke 18:1. Luke 18:1. Prayer. Go to prayer. Go to God when adversity strikes. Talk to the Lord about it. God, look, this situation is coming on. Well, what do you think I can do about this? And when you pray, stand still and be quiet long enough for God to answer. People say they pray. Prayer is two-way communication. People say, well, God talks to you. And I say, well, he doesn't talk to you. I said, what do you do when you pray? Well, I say my prayers and I go to bed. I said, well, if somebody's going to talk to you, suppose you went and talked to, you know, you go to a teacher and you're trying to get an answer from the teacher. You tell them your problem and you turn around and walk out the door. You never gave them a chance to answer.
Praise God.
You never gave them a chance to say anything back. You need to sit there and listen. It says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searches the inward parts of the belly. God will speak to you through your spirit.
Praise.
You may not hear an audible voice. Sometimes you do. Sometimes I believe I've heard an audible voice. Most times it's more of a knowing. I just know on the inside. It's almost like the answer is just there. It's like God just revealed it to my spirit and it illuminated my mind and the answer is just there.
Yeah.
You know, it was a deep voice. Oh, it was a light voice. It was just there.
Yeah.
He just revealed it. When God gives revelation like that, it doesn't have to have a tone to the voice.
Yeah.
It's just revelation. It's there. Call it revelation knowledge. God just revealed it to you, the answer. Most of the time he's going to speak like that. Through your spirit, he will reveal it if you're listening.
Praise God.
If you're praying. If you're not listening, you're not praying, or you say your little prayer, you know, Father, bless us for no more, let's go. And you go on back and mind your business. You never gave him any time to do anything, to say anything to you, to tell you where you're making a mistake at, to straighten out your action. Because I know it's me. It's never God. My question is find out where is it me and doing what needs to take to fix it. Because something's broke. I'll pray like that. I said, God, something's broke. Where have I missed it at? And I'll sit there and I'll be quiet. I said, I know you want to answer me. And sometimes if I let myself get too busy and I don't practice the presence of God, staying at peace, you can get so busy, you might have to sit there an hour before you quit thinking about the turkey dinner and quit thinking about the soap operas and quit thinking about work and quit thinking about the bills and quit thinking about the problems. And then you can hear from God, because God's going to be that small, still voice. All that other screaming will go on all over his voice, because you have to be quiet to hear God.
Yeah.
You notice when God spoke to people in a supernatural way, there was a pulling away from the crowd.
Yeah.
There was a pulling away from the noise, because he had to get you quiet.
Praise God.
He wanted to talk to Moses. He had a burning bush. He's like, the light's on. Come on up. And he had to get up there and get quiet. He had to get in the presence of God. He had to get in the holy place. You need to get to where you're quiet, because you're not going to hear God's voice with all that other stuff going on.
Praise God.
So some of you may say, Pastor, I prayed and I sat and I didn't hear anything. How long you sit? 5 whole minutes. What did you hear while you were sitting there? Well, my mind kept doing this, kept doing that. Well, you need to sit there long enough for your mind quiet down. I've known people that's taken 5 hours for them to sit quiet before they got quiet. Before your mind. See, that's how busy we get. I used to be like that. My mind was just, it was just always going and never had any peace because your mind was always going. I'm talking about praying. I couldn't hear a thing. Communication. I talked to God, but I didn't hear a thing. And I was wanting to be looking at you like, that may work for you, but that didn't work for me. But if God spoke to anybody in the Bible, he can speak to me.
Praise God.
I just got to do what they did. Be where they are. Respond the way they respond, because I know it's there. I'm not losing the hope that I can hear from God, because God communicates. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. He has chosen to communicate through the spirit. I want to hear and I will hear.
Today's message has been part one of the 4-part series titled, How to Handle Adversity.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fresh Catch Seafood Grill in Stewart, a corporate underwriter of WCNO